Dave Montori sips on a coffee and leans back in his chair at a doctor's office in New Haven. He's 26 years old, and he's here to get a drug that's turning his life around.
It's like the Suboxone. You take it, it doesn't make everything better, but it helps you feel okay to make your life better.
Suboxone is a partial opioid. It's a combination of two drugs, buprenorphine and naloxone. For patients dealing with the highs and lows of addiction, doctors say Suboxone normalizes a patient, mitigates withdrawal symptoms, and in many ways lets them get their life back. For Montori, getting normalized was important. He started on opioids by taking a family member's painkillers. Eventually, he transitioned to heroin because the pills got too expensive. So for about 10 years, he says he used heroin on and off. He wanted to stop using and feel better, but life was a constant ping pong.
You get clean, you get out, you ruin your life. You get a good job, you get a girlfriend, whatever. Everything feels good. Then you feel like you made enough progress to get high again. And then that's where you slip up. And that's happened at least 5 times for me.
You know, if you're spending your whole day trying to score heroin or get pain medications, you don't have time to think about establishing relationships with people, looking for work, job training. There's no way you can actually move on in your life. You're stuck in this trap.
Stephen Holt is co-director of the Addiction Recovery Clinic at Yale New Haven Hospital. He writes prescriptions for Suboxone and says the drug can be one way to get patients out of that trap. To explain how Suboxone works in the body, Holt says picture a door.
On one side of the door is where you are, and on the other side of the door is maybe euphoria or pain relief.
But that door in your brain is locked. To go through, you need the right key.
Sticking heroin or any opiate into the door like a key, you open the door and you throw it open and you go to the other side where all those good feelings were.
In other words, take heroin, throw the door wide open and get a full high, but also run the risk of overdose and death. But if you put Suboxone into that keyhole, Holt says it acts like a latch on the door, cracking it open, but only a bit.
So Suboxone opens the door, but it blocks you from actually going all the way to the other side. And moreover, it's blocking the keyhole, so nothing else can go into the keyhole. You can't put heroin into the keyhole anymore.
Or other opioids like OxyContin or Percocet. So the keyhole's blocked, the door is partially open. Cravings can still be there, but Holt says the patient is much less likely to have an overdose.
You'll have the positive feelings, but in a much smaller way, in a partial way.
With the opioid use disorder temporarily under control, Holt says Suboxone lets patients work on building family, friends, and a job back into their lives. That's where counseling comes in. Follow-up visits, therapy, whatever is needed to support the patient and treat their illness like you would a chronic disease.
Every time you see a patient who has an opiate use disorder or alcohol use disorder, whatever it is, you just have to touch base and see how they're doing. Even if it's been 6 years since they last had a drink or used a pill or whatever it is, you just have to ask them how they're doing. Has there been any temptations this week or this month or what have you?
For Dave Montori, Suboxone and that clinical maintenance are important.
I've never actually tried it like I am now, like I'm actually committing to the program and working it like I'm supposed to and taking it every day, you know. Before, my life, every day was just about getting high, and I didn't really know how to stop.
And between Suboxone and coming to the clinic, Montori says he's been doing pretty well. He's working days as a landscaper, and at night, he's training as an HVAC technician. In other words, he's getting his life back. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.